In-Deaf Podcast, in collaboration with Tapten Podcast, are proud to present the Tapten Deaf Freshman Class of 2023. Presenting our third freshman, Thiago Fraser. Enjoy the episode.
Peace, 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 everyone. Welcome to our special episode, Tapped In Deaf Freshman. It's your host, Barry Mars, a.k.a. Allah's favorite poet, a.k.a. Doc Marzi, a.k.a. the Beacon of Happiness, and of course, a.k.a. the Fly Goat. I've got a very special guest with me for this episode. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mal.
Man, what's up? It's Thiago Fraser. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Thank you for being willing to be on the list, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for considering me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the listeners where you're from, Mel.
Yeah, man. Like I said, name's Thiago Fraser. I'm a rapper from Hill Country of Texas, San Antonio area. So that's where I be.
Dope, dope, dope. So describe your creative process.
Man, I can't like put my finger on it really. I don't. In my mind, I don't have much of a like super defined creative process. It's right. Just part of, I'd say, like my morning routine, because expressing myself, making like creating music is such like a it's detrimental to my overall like well-being. So really, I just like I get up and I make breakfast and have my quiet time, everything. And like before I go into work, I just sit down and I have like things that I'm working towards. So I try to focus on, a certain like number of beats and like what things I need to record and write and whatever. So I just sit down and I see what I'm like resonating with. And then things just come to me, man. Like really, as long as I'm like not giving in to distractions and stuff like that, like, ideas will just start flowing, and it's just on a good day, like it just feels effortless and I don't really have to struggle much with it. The hardest part for me is like recording, because I haven't like gotten super confident with my delivery and everything. So usually I try and take a day to dedicate to recording. So I'll just like compile a bunch of songs that I've written, and then a few days later, record them and mix them and see if I need to re-record them and, you know, do whatever it takes.
Dope, dope, dope. That's what's up, man. So what's a pet peeve that you have of being an upcoming artist?
I would say it has more to do with my environment, because where I am, like San Antonio area, Hill Country, especially the town that like the specific town that I'm in, it's a lot of like elderly people. And so, especially in being in Texas, they're used to like country, and even a lot of the kids my age, like they're riding around in their F-150s bumping Morgan Wallen and whatever.
Right.
And it's like, I don't like country is like fine, whatever. But that's just not my taste. And that's sort of like everyone else's taste. So I have a hard time finding people in this area that are like, that are passionate in the same way about hip hop as me.
Right.
And especially like when I'm having conversations, like I work at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. And so if a person asks me, like an older person asks me, you know, what are you doing? Are you in school? I say, no. Like, what are you doing besides working here? I'm saying, I do music. And they're like, oh, what kind of music? They're like, I say hip hop. And they're like, oh, okay. Cause I don't like to bring the whole like discussion of, oh, he's a white rapper into it. I just do it like, it's just what I love to do. And I want other people to share that with me. So I don't like, usually don't like bring up, oh, he's a white rapper, like in a discussion, you know what I mean? Like not make it a thing about black and white. And so, but a lot of people, especially older people who are used to country, are like, you say, oh, I make hip hop, and immediately they see a white kid who's a rapper and they think white rapper. And then all the stereotypes start lining up, and then it like hinders kind of further conversation, like being able to talk about, oh, why'd you get into that? Like, how long have you been doing it? What are your goals? All that type of stuff. So I'd say that's kind of a long-winded answer to that question, but
no doubt.
It's come up a lot. Yeah.
No doubt. I definitely feel that, man. So if you weren't making music, what do you think you would be doing?
I'd like to think that I would have some other like creative outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has their outlets. Not all of them are like creative in nature, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there are lots of other things that I'm interested in, and things that I want to do that will stem off from music eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm super passionate about shoes, like specifically barefoot shoes. Sounds kind of nerdy, but like,
right.
Used to have a lot of like pain in my feet, and then I switched to barefoot, and like my feet are like super strong. So now it's like something that I want to help people with, because like my mom has the same issues and whatever. It's like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That and like perfume, I really want to make like cologne and perfume for people. Like, that'd be sick. And just in general, I'm super passionate about like well-being, and just like enhancing your quality of life in whatever ways, but still like enjoying things, not sacrificing too many things for well-being, if you know what I mean. So I'd hope that I'd be helping people in a different way, because that ultimately that's my goal,
right?
Through music and whatever I do is to help people. Like, that is my goal, and to work with people and help them see their vision. But if it weren't like, if you take all of that out of the equation, I'd probably say there are a lot of like career opportunities that I've had the chance to pursue, but I chose not to because I wanted to maintain focus on music. So that would probably be like insurance or real estate.
Mm.
Like, I've had the chance to do some like internships with people that I know who are really successful in that field. And then I just ended up not doing it, because working at the grocery store, like, it still allows me more time and like flexibility to focus on music. So that's probably what I'd be doing.
No doubt. I feel that, man. So if you could make music in any era, what would it be?
Oh, man. I was thinking about this question earlier. It's hard because, like, I'm inspired by, like, so many different eras and various albums from different years with their own sound.
Right.
I would say I've been listening to a lot of James Taylor.
Mm.
And like, just, I love that singer songwriter, almost like folk, soft rock. Some of it borders on country. Can't even lie. But I love it. And it's like, if I started out like writing like singer songwriter type stuff, like from a really young age. And so, but somewhere along the way, I feel like I lost my like sense of melody, putting them together and everything. So I'd say if I could like be in a time where like rap wasn't really any like on anyone's radar, and it was all that type of music. Like, you had James Taylor, you also had Michael Jackson. I know the Beatles were probably big in that era, but I haven't ever really like dove super deep into their stuff.
Right.
But yeah, like, I'd probably be doing something similar to James Taylor.
Dope, being honest.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. So what era of music are you most influenced by?
Influenced by, I'd have to, like, objectively, I'd have to say just like your like 20s, 2010s
rap
and hip hop. Like, if I can think of a couple, like a few mixtapes, it'd be like Damn by Kendrick, KOD, Cole, a mix of like Scorpion and If You're Reading This, It's Too Late by Drake, all those, all that type of stuff. Cause I didn't really start listening to hip hop like heavy until I was like 13 or 14. That was in 2015, something like that. So that was like, and there's a bunch of like, I guess like Joey Badass, some guys who were like doing old school stuff, but like in the 2010s, Joey Badass is the one that comes to mind. But, yeah, like some of Cole's old stuff too. I'd say like that's what has influenced me the most. But like I said, they're the albums that I grew up with, like stuff that my dad played me, are from all over the place, all different genres. And like my top five albums probably aren't even hip hop, like
right.
That type of situation. So, but yeah, like objectively 2010s hip hop for sure.
Dope. That's what's up. So that brings us to the end of our episode.
Yeah.
So go ahead and plug yourself in. Anything you got coming out, anyone you want to shout out, go for it, Mel.
Man, so I just uploaded my remix pack for my album that I dropped in October called Thank God It's Frazier. It's got a bunch of guest producers who remix the songs, a couple songs off there, about five, I think. And then I put a new and improved mix on two different songs. So seven songs in total, that's coming out next Saturday. So be on the lookout for that. I got projects with my boy Toby. Go check him out on Spotify. On Instagram is The Prodigy 1600. Go check him out. Got some EPs and albums coming out with Pineapple Dave, also a super dope producer. I've got my own new solo album that I'll be working on called Unfinished Business, sort of an archive type album. I get a bunch of like really cool artists on there to help me wrap up some old song ideas, just to have them out there for fun. And yeah, man, I'm just staying busy. Hopefully me and you got something that we're gonna start working on soon, so I'm hyped up for all of it.
Yes sir, no doubt. Thank you again for being willing to be a Tapped In Depth freshman, man. This was dope.
Yes sir, thanks for having me on, man. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Everyone, y'all take it easy. Peace.
Peace.
Check it. I got love for my homies, hate for the phonies, disregard for whatever is in between. Pineapple, Dave, and Toby, we stay making movies, and y'all just wanna see a different scene. I got love for my homies, hate for the phonies, disregard for whatever is in between. Pineapple, Dave, and Toby, we stay making movies, and y'all just wanna see a different scene. Folks at work telling me to smile, how could I, when I ain't at the crib laying down bars like tiles. Might wanna find a towel, that's about to go down, cause Frazier about to claim the whole world as his hometown. Had a lot of proud moments, I can't help but say wow. I moved out, then grew up, so you know I be looking down on some clowns who ain't made the same progress. Sorry for being painfully honest. Some days I contemplate, what if I never became an artist, never met Pen Conscious, and traded heart to heart verses on songs I ain't dropped yet. I'm watching alternate timelines start unfolding, like the one where I was never introduced to Toby. So I stayed lonely and had an unproductive winter, starved myself in all aspects, thus never touched my dinner. What if I never talked about Twitch tapes on a Logic video, and Pineapple Dave never reached out? That's how I really know that everything I do is for a reason. Whether or not I comprehend it, it'll make sense in the next season. Everything I do is for a reason. Whether or not I comprehend it, it'll make make sense in the next season. I got love for my homies, hate for the phonies, disregard for whatever is in between. Pineapple, Dave, and Toby, we stay making movies, and y'all just wanna see a different scene. Say it with me. I got love for my homies, hate for the phonies, disregard for whatever is in between. Pineapple, Dave, and Toby, we stay making movies, and y'all just wanna see a different scene. I'm trying to tell you I got big things coming, man. Just gotta be patient. Without a doubt, an almighty entity speaks through me. That's what you're hearing now, the voice of yours truly. I'm out.